Hi, this is Dictation for Tiffany Thompson, TIFFANY. Last name is Thompson, THOMPSON. Date of birth is 12/30/1988. Date of accident 6/4/2023. Date of service 10/17/2024. The patient is here for an evaluation, follow up visit. She reports of ongoing headaches associated with vision disturbance, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, but denies any dizziness or vertigo. She has some vision disturbance, but no double vision or spots in the vision or notice. No ear ringing, no taste problems, smell problems. Some anxiety, depression, panic is reported. The patient has been depressed. She lost her job recently for not being able to go to work. Her pain in the head is reported to be 10, neck pain is reported to be 10 by the patient, lower back pain is reported to be 10 also. Mostly it is on the right tailbone area where she is experiencing some pain. In the right shoulder also, patient reports pain is 10 and she is unable to lift her arms beyond 110 degrees at the right shoulder in abduction on active motion. In addition, patient has radiation of pain to the right arm involving all the five fingers and to the right leg posteriorly involving the foot and all the five toes. According to her, pain is, this is more of a constant pain than a numbness or tingling. And she was recommended epidural injection, cervical times two, and a thoracic epidural times two, but patient never scheduled that. Similarly, the right shoulder injections were recommended based on the MRI. The patient has not come forward to get those injections. She is relying on physical therapy, chiropractic, and medications to get better. She reports that she is very moody, angry, upset these days because she lost her job. She has a daily headaches, which are 10 all the time. No vomiting, nausea, but sensitive to light. Overall, the pain is between 8 and 9, and patient reports 0% relief so far. And please review the records provided by the patient for ADL, for system review, and for additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance plan. And the physical examination is the same from previous visit of 9/19/2024. Dictation number is 0923-026. With the following changes, in the general review is the same. But the patient is now more better in mentation and mind, good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal, no acute distress, shortness, breath, or severe pain phases are noticed. Patient appears to be anxious but not lethargic and sitting comfortably, conscious and cooperative, alert and oriented. So rest of the exam will remain the same from the template. In the neurological examination, patient is now more awake, more alert, more oriented, better oriented to time, place, person than ever before, and patient is now fully cooperative, conscious, with good demeanor and attitude. All the cranial nerves 2 to 12 are found to be grossly intact. No focal deficit is identified. The recent and remote memory was poor before, now it is improving slowly, and the patient has good knowledge of current events, past events, and affect is normal and full. Speech, language, and higher cortical functions and parietal lobe functions are grossly intact. Cerebellar functions show no ataxia, dyssynergy, DYS, SYNERGY, or dysmetria, DYSMETRIA, or disequilibrium. The patient is able to walk reasonably well, although there is a limp because of her pain in the right tailbone area and possibly in the right hip area. Peripheral neurological examination didn't reveal any deficits. Motor power is normal except for the right upper extremity where it is 4/5 due to inflammation and pathology at the right shoulder level. In the right hip, patient is also moving with a limp, and she reports of some pain at the right hip area and also tailbone area. Sensory system and is same from previous visit. In the musculature exam, please mention no muscles are in spasm anymore. All the muscles have a normal tone, bulk, or contraction. Paravertebral muscles are not in spasm. No fasciculation tremors or tender spots are noticed. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness, only at the right SI joint, some tenderness is noticed, and no other tenderness, no paravertebral muscle spasm. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. In the cervical spine, forward flexion is 50 and extension is 50. Bilateral side flexion is 40 and bilateral rotation is 60. The lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50 and extension is 10. Bilateral side flexion is 50 and bilateral rotation is 50. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain are as follows. The patient has Hoffman sign negative, Sperling sign positive, Lerman test is positive, distraction test was positive, Soto heart test positive, myelopathy signs are negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test and slump test were found negative. In the lumbar spine, the Brzezinski-Kernick test, straight leg raising test, contralateral leg raise test, Breger test, Kemp test, and Babinski test are all negative. SI joint. Right SI joint has a positive Faber test and Gosselin test. And the distraction test, iliac compression, and standing flexion test were negative. The extremities examination remains the same for the right shoulder, no difference. The Hawking Kennedy test, as well as the speed test, near test, and anterior posterior apprehension test are positive for the right shoulder. The range is 100 degrees maximum, and the pain level is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The patient is doing all the physical therapy, and the rest of the exam will remain the same. Diagnosis is the same, plan of care is the same, and the patient has been advised to stay off work because she does a heavy labor job where she is not able to be accommodated for a light duty job. And especially she has a TBI, she had a TBI involvement, and she was a little bit disoriented, confused. So we have bent backward for further off for work. It appears that she is disabled until 11/23/2024 from the previous disability, which has been again filled up. And the patient has continuing neuropsych, and medications are refilled, which are Mobic 7.5 milligram a day for an anti-inflammatory, SFX 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol with codeine number 4 is given for pain relief, a PRN basis. Wellbutrin is provided 150 milligram to remove the anxiety and depression that patient is complaining. Xanax is also provided 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety relief. Neurontin is provided 600 milligram twice a day for relaxation, and Furoscix for radiculopathy, and Furoscix for headaches. The patient is advised to see a neurologist when neurology referral has been given to her, and also the any other referral like mind group can do the investigation on her. She's referred to psychiatry, she's referred to neuropsych, and she's advised to continue therapy. A laser treatment was discussed and has been ordered for her at United Rehab. Chiropractic services were also invoked. And patient is wearing all the DMEs like cane, and which has been ordered, as well as the back brace, neck brace, tense unit. Compounding creams have been given to her, and it appears that patient is doing some of them, but not all of them. The MRIs were reviewed again, and it was found that the patient has minimal damage to the right shoulder, which it has only fluid within biceps tendon sheath involving tenosynovitis as the cause of her pain in the shoulder area. All the rotator cuff and glenoid capsule are all normal. No other deficit is noticed. Lumbar spine MRIs are normal, and in the cervical spine there is a broad-based paracentral disc herniation at C3-4 and C4-5, and bulging disc at C5-6, C6-7, requiring a CESI injection times 2 for the relief with steroids. In the thoracic spine, patient has a diffuse disc bulge at T11 and T12, for which 2 injections with steroid and the fluoroscopy are also advised. Lumbar spine MRI is completely normal, and there is no deficit there is noticed. However, she has an issue in right SI joint, for which 2 injections are advised. Beside medications, the patient has not provided any consent so far, and if she does, we'll be more than happy to schedule her for the injections. End of dictation. Thank you.